This audio is brought to you by Muslim Central. Please consider donating to help cover our running costs and future projects by visiting www.muslimcentral.com/donate.
وَرَبُّكَ يَخْلُقُ مَا يَشَاءُ وَيَخْتَارُ. And your Lord creates what He wills, and then from His creation He Azza wa Jal selects and chooses. So Allah Rabbul Izza created the creation, and from the creation He Azza wa Jal selected, honored, preferred and chosen son. So from Banu Adam, from the children of Adam, from the insan, Allah Rabbul Izza honored, selected, preferred and chose the prophets. From the prophets He Azza wa Jal selected, chose and honored the Rusul. From the Rusul He Azza wa Jal selected the Ulil Azm al-Khams, the five greats amidst the Rusul. From them He Azza wa Jal selected two friends, and that is Ibrahim and Muhammada. Point being that Allah Rabbul Izza creates what He wills, and Allah Rabbul Izza then honors and chooses, selects and prefers. So far as the calendar is concerned, Allah Rabbul Izza chose different parts of the year and honored it. So He Azza wa Jal selected from the month of Ramadan, and chose it and honored it and preferred it to become the month in which the Quran would be revealed. From the month of Ramadan, He Azza wa Jal selected Laylatul Qadr, the night of Qadr, to be the night in which the Quran was revealed. And He Azza wa Jal honored it to equal to more than 1,000 months of worship. So Allah Rabbul Izza chooses, Allah Rabbul Izza honors, Allah Rabbul Izza elevates. We are passing through 10 days that Allah Rabbul Izza has elevated above and beyond every other day in the calendar. Amidst the scholars, the best 10 days on the planet are these 10 days of Dhul Hijjah. So the scholars started to debate, is the 10 days of Dhul Hijjah more valuable, or the 10 days of Ramadan are more valuable? So the contestation continued until they reached this consensus that so far as the days are concerned, the days of Dhul Hijjah are superior even to the days of Ramadan. But so far as the nights are concerned, the nights of Ramadan are superior to the nights of Dhul Hijjah, only because of Laylatul Qadr being 1,000 months, being equal to 1,000 months of worship. We have the good fortune to go through currently the best days of the year. And these days, the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam instituted some acts of worship for us. So the first one, our mother Hafsa radiallahu anha says that the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam did not miss the fasting of the 10 days of Dhul Hijjah. In essence, it is 9 days, because the 10th day is the day of Eid or Yawm al-Nahr, and fasting in it isn't allowed. But because you fast the 9 days, Allah Rabbul Izzah gives you the 10th day of Sadaqah. And it established from the ahadith of the other wives of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam that he, alayhi afdalu salatu wa atammu taslim, fasted the 9 days of Dhul Hijjah. There is a mention from our mother Aisha radiallahu anha, and it is important min bab al-amanat al-ilmiyyah that we clarify. So she states that the Prophet never fasted the 10 days of Dhul Hijjah. Her hadith and her narration is in regards to the time when he sallallahu alayhi wasallam performed Hajj. So whilst performing Hajj, he did it on the journey to Hajj and performing Hajj, he sallallahu alayhi wasallam did not fast the 10 days. But apart from that, he sallallahu alayhi wasallam, when he was at home and not in Hajj, he would have fasted the 9 days of Dhul Hijjah as established through the ahadith of the Ummahatul Mu'mineen. So the first act of worship, fast 9 days of Dhul Hijjah, the first one. The second act of worship, as instituted by the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he sallallahu alaihi wasallam specifically ordered us to increase the adhkar, to increase the glorification, magnification of Allah Rabbul Izzah. So the ashab
and the greats of the Ashab amidst them, Ibn Abbas and Ibn Umar, Abu Hurairah radiallahu anhu, used to go out to the markets and call out the dhikr out loudly, Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar, La ilaha illallahu, Allahu Akbar. So the belief was that it would remind those that have become neglectful to say it, and the ones that don't know how to say it, they would learn from them to say it. And it was so important that walking and sitting, coming and going, even in the marketplace, they would say it out loud so that people could be reminded. So dear ones, increase in the adhkar in these blessed days. Magnify your Lord, praise your Lord, glorify your Lord, and for Allah Rabbul Izzah is worthy of it. That is the second. The third act of worship in particular is the fast of the day of Arafah. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam in a hadith mentions to us that the fast of Arafah removes and deletes and clears the sins of 2 years. Allah Rabbul Izzah grant me and you the tawfiq. The fourth act of worship that is instituted by the sunnah is that if you are a person who will be sacrificing livestock, if you are sacrificing for the day of Eid, then during the 10 days, during the 9 days of Dhul Hijjah, until the sacrifice has taken place, you are not to cut your nails or trim your hair and shave and the rest of it. So you try to exemplify, you try to embody the practices of those in Hajj. So as they are forbidden from cutting and shaving and removing fingernails and pulling out hair and the rest of it, you to embody their practice, to live their moments, will do the same, and Allah Rabbul Izzah will give you the ajr for it. Allah give you the tawfiq to maximize in your worship and in your ibadah in these months and these days, and seek opportunities to please your Lord. For deeds in this month, according to the Sahih hadith of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, deeds in these 10 days are more valuable to Allah Rabbul Izzah than anything else. So they asked, O Prophet, what about jihad in the path of Allah? Is these worship in these 10 days more valuable than that? So the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam says, the worship in these 10 days is more superior even to the one in the path of Allah and in jihad, unless he happens to go out and arm himself, equip himself, prepare himself with his own wealth, and then takes his wealth and himself and doesn't return with anything. As in, he sacrifices his wealth and sacrifices himself in the path of Allah. So he pays the ultimate price and ultimate sacrifice. Only he can claim superiority to the one that has been able to worship in these 10 days. So worship Allah Rabbul Izzah, grant you tawfiq.